Welcome to the Expanded Lovemaking Show. I'm your host, Dr. Patty Taylor of expandedlovemaking.com, and I teach you how to make exquisite love. This is part two of a two-part series. Today, we'll be looking at deliberate orgasm, learning how from basics to mastery. How are everyday people going to learn what some people have spent a lifetime perfecting behind bedroom doors? You'll be surprised at just how much unique and highly explicit information our guests today have been able to share about their profound teachings. Our guests today are two women who have devoted many years to intense research and experience on these topics, Françoise Devresse and Susan Tarantino. Well, we know we do a demonstration of a woman in orgasm for an hour, and we want to show what is possible. And people, actually, students get to watch her come for an hour. For example, she likes to feel his strokes being lighter. So this is how this would go.
I would say, I'm so glad that we're having this date together, and your attention on me feels so good. Would you use a lighter stroke?
Oh, absolutely. I would be delighted to.
Oh, that feels so good. I love how you just lightened up just a little bit like that. It's just perfect.
Right, and communicating with each other in a winning way, it only makes things more fun. And it's really a simple tool to learn. It's very easy to learn, and it's just a question of deciding to use it. It just creates beautiful orgasm. And that's the beauty of it. I was going to say that with your partner, that through using these techniques, that he actually can get around to the place where he can give a woman a better orgasm than she can give herself. Welcome, Françoise and Susan.
Thank you.
Hello, Patty.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, welcome back. I will say Françoise and Susan are instructors from the Wellcome Consensus, which is an internationally known organization teaching sensuality and sexuality. Founded in 1992, they offer courses on sensuality, communication, and intimate relationships. They have an incredible DVD video library, and they teach courses and have a great chat board, and we're going to find out all about this. So on today's show, we're going to talk about how you can understand the relationship dynamics that go on between the giver and receiver of deliberate orgasm, which is what they call their practice. We also call it the do. And then learn about the incredible programs and DVDs that the Wellcome Consensus has made available to bring their knowledge to you in so many ways. So let's get going. Let's start with relationship. We promised we'd get back to men. Haven't talked too much about them. We're talking about women. Of course, if mommy ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Ain't that true?
That's right.
But it sounds like we got mama pretty happy here. She's incredibly gratified and orgasmic and in her pussy power. So what about the man?
Well, the beauty about this is actually that the first part of it is that men that discovered this technique and use it with their partner say that actually how much happier they are themselves, that they feel that they can produce this great orgasm in their woman's body. And it takes a great deal of pressure off of them, because by doing them, they get to create that orgasm in her so easily and keep on making it better. And the other part about it is that all that applies to a woman actually applies to a man. And oftentimes, men that that used to master this technique say that they feel that their orgasm expands themselves, that the same kind of model of extended orgasm, they start experiencing that in their own body from having learned to produce it in her body. And the woman can learn how to do a man exactly the same way, using exactly the same concept. And it's another fun thing to add to their sex life.
Wow, that's a lot of information right there. So first of all, I just have to unpack that. I mean, it takes a lot of pressure off of him when he can get her off And I think that's really true.
Yes, that's right. And he feels successful. I mean, he has a woman that's gratified and happy, and she's filled up with orgasm, and he's winning with her. And that's what guys want. They want to feel that. They want to feel like they're succeeding and they're winning and giving their women what they want.
I have never met a man that didn't want to make a woman happy. So I don't even know one, okay? So I guess I can't even conceive of that, because every man I've ever met is dying to make a woman happy and just would pay $1 million to figure out how. And it, you know, it's like every one of them is like, if only I knew what she wanted, right? And is so excited when they can find out how.
Right.
So that was the first half. And then the second half was they figure out how to extend their own orgasms as a result. And I would imagine from what you said that the woman figures out from having it in her body how to be a better giver.
Right. She can use the same concepts in doing him, but also simply from him learning, because one of really important component of deliberate orgasm is actually communication. And we believe that sex is a subset of communication. And so it really is a wonderful addition to people's sex life, where they get to talk to each other and saying what they notice. And she can talk about what she's experiencing. And she can talk about how she would like maybe to experience new things. And then from there, and learning to extend her orgasm and giving her that kind of orgasm, he will also can learn to relax his body and go more on a ride whenever in his orgasm. So all the same concepts really do apply, and she can use those same concepts when she is doing him.
Okay, so now you guys have a video, you gorgeous, beautiful women, have a, but your group has a DVD on communication. Can you, the two of you, role play a little communication for us so we get an idea of what kind of communication might work during a due date?
Sure. Well, for example, let's say that she's discovered through exploring her own body that, for example, she likes to feel his strokes being lighter. So this is how this would go.
I would say, I'm so glad that we're having this date together and your attention on me feels so good. Would you use a lighter stroke?
Oh, absolutely. I would be delighted to.
Oh, that feels so good. I love how you just lightened up just a little bit like that. It's just perfect.
And as the doer, I would say, oh, I can feel actually that sensation shooting right through my finger into my arm. And your clitoris just engorged more under my finger.
Well, I felt that, too. It feels so good. I just love that. Would you use a lighter stroke?
Absolutely. I would love to.
Oh, thank you. That feels even better.
Oh, now your clitoris got a darker shade of red and is even more engorged. I love to see that.
I love it, too. It feels so good.
Wow. So well, that got me turned on. That was hot. So I can imagine how that would actually spice up a date, you know, with that kind of communication. And so you have a whole DVD on communication. Your DVDs are phenomenal, I have to say.
Right, and communicating with each other in a winning way, it only makes things more fun. And it's really a simple tool to learn. It's very easy to learn, and it's just a question of deciding to use it.
Let's talk about some more of your DVDs, because I love them so much. You know, I get turned on by your DVDs. I think the energy goes right through the TV screen. I really do.
Right. It is our intention, so people can feel the orgasm when they watch it.
I think your original one, Deliberate Orgasm, I have to say, is a classic. But I know you have a new one, the 3-Minute Orgasm, and you're really excited about that. So do you want to just tell me what you're so excited about? Is it because we're living in such a busy world today?
Well, we know we do a demonstration of a woman in orgasm for an hour, and we want to show what is possible. And people, actually students, get to watch her calm for an hour. And so a lot of people would say, well, actually, we don't really have time to have an hour orgasm. And so we wanted to show that it's really quite easy to have a 3-minute orgasm every day. Every day you could decide first thing in the morning whenever you get up that you're going to have a due date. And there you go. You start your day with pleasure in your life. And it has quite a big influence on people's day and the way that they relate with each other. And you could be doing the same thing as soon as you meet up with each other at the end of the day. Take 3 minutes. It is actually so easy. And yes, we do live in a very busy world, and 2 to 3 times 3 minutes per day is only 9 minutes. That's a lot of orgasm, and you can be gratified in 9 minutes.
And it's doable. Also, I think there's something to be said for sometimes starting with a small chunk is easier to swallow. So, like you said, to have a small goal is an easier, more achievable goal. So if you're intimidated by having an hour-long orgasm, or even a 15-minute orgasm, but, you know, having a 3-minute orgasm, you know, it could lead to an hour orgasm. No one says you have to stop at 3 minutes either, right?
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
It might be easier for some people to hear. So what are some other videos that you think you're really excited about? You just did one.
We actually have a new female masturbation collection also, that where the women demonstrate using the deliberate orgasm technique to learn about their own body. And our new female masturbation video is called Better Female Masturbation and a Better Sex Life. And we love this video because the woman in the video shows how exploring her body and finding out about the things that she likes using this technique, that she actually got to learn how to have better orgasm and then tell her partner about it, and it would enhance their sex life together. And we love that.
Is that the one with Daisy in it?
That's right.
The blonde lady?
Mm-hmm. And Daisy, she has a fun story, because before she started taking any sensuality courses, she used to masturbate with using her finger right on top of her hood. She used to think that her clitoris was too sensitive to touch directly. And through taking some of the sensuality courses that we've offered, she has learned to touch her clitoris on the gland directly and found out that there was more sensation and more fun to be had. And she loves that, and she shows how she's doing that. And she has also learned to relax. You know, she used to tense up and just go quickly over the edge, and now she has learned to relax and extend her orgasm, and she shows that and how she uses that also into her sex life.
Yeah, I thought that was a very impressive video for a number of reasons. First of all, it does my heart good, being in the field that I'm in, to see women modeling things other than your standard porn. So and she has a real grace and dignity and beauty and composure about her. There's something so, I don't know, her energy is just so beautiful.
It is.
Yeah, and you can just feel it. And there's a stillness to her and a vibration to her, and there's a subtle energy and a beauty, and I'm like, oh, you know, that women, and I love that women can see other women. You know, this is not exploitative. It's intimate. And it sort of looks like it was made by women for women. It's that women's model again. And there's so little of this out there. It's tender. It's very tender and delicate. And it's just like, am I seeing this? This has got to be so amazing that a woman could watch this and see that there's more out there, you know. I thought it was a very touching thing to watch.
Well, thank you. We'll make sure to tell her. She will be delighted to hear that. And because that is the one of the message that she has been wanting to get across, and we have been wanting to get across. And the beauty of it is that it is all-inclusive into the relationship with her partner. And sometimes people have this feeling that female masturbation takes away from a person's sex life. But she wanted, we wanted to make sure that we could show that it is inclusive and that it actually enhances finding out about the things that you like. You have to know what you have to start out with and the kind of touches that you may like, and then you get to explore more of that with the person that your partner. And it is beautiful.
Yeah. Now, just quickly, one of my my favorite DVD is your one on peaking.
Right. And so that's one of the things, too, that, in addition to that, if we come back around
to tell people what peaking is, I'm sorry to interrupt, but
peaking is
deliberate stopping and starting. And you actually have a DVD on that. And I just want to say, I think that's what takes you out of basics and into mastery. And I thought it was so well done. So just very quickly, Françoise, you were in that, weren't you?
Right. I am actually, yes.
So just 2 minutes.
I love peeking.
Yeah.
Well, because peeking, as you very well explained it, Patty, is with the deliberate interruption and then building of the sensation, you can extend the orgasm and actually make it more what we call a dome-shaped orgasm, where you can build the intensity and extend it for as long as you want, because you basically are varying the intensity, and then so you can keep on stroking for as long as you wish, and it's just creates beautiful orgasm. And that's the beauty of it. I was going to say that with your partner, that through using these techniques, that he actually can get around to the place where he can give a woman a better orgasm than she can give herself. And what a luxury.
Yeah, so all in all, I know you have more DVDs. I just touched on a few that I like. We're going to go for a break now, but I think our listeners, I know, I'm sure you're very flattered and happy that I love them, but I think our listeners deserve to know that you guys are offering some phenomenal DVDs out here that will bring your teachings to people that want to learn this stuff. And it's really just some amazing footage out there. So, and I love to watch them myself. And every now and then I just watch them, and they're amazing. So anyway, we're going to pause for a break. This is Dr. Patty Taylor, and I am here with Françoise and Susan. And you can learn more about the Welcome Consensus, of which they are part, at their website. We're back. And we're talking about deliberate orgasm from basics to mastery. So we're coming into the final stretch. I want to just find out a little bit more about your organization. You do some other things, too. You teach courses from basics to mastery, including you have one where, the basics are basics, but one where people watch a woman come for an hour, right?
Yes, we do. It's called the Observation of Intense Coming, and it's a lecture discussion, and we talk about it before, during, and after. And you will see a woman in orgasm for an hour, and it's a dome-shaped orgasm with many peaks along the way, and it's a very fun course. We love teaching that course.
Oh, that sounds like a great course. Now, you don't have to take your clothes off for all your courses, though, do you?
No, absolutely not.
Darn. Have to kind of work your way through the system there, right? I don't want to take your clothes off for all of them, get to know people first. Actually, you have a lot of really fun courses, and it's all on your website. And so I'd recommend people go welcomed.com. And you're in a number of cities, too. So That's a really fun thing. And you have a clipboard, which we talked about before, which is sort of like a clipboard, but you call it a clipboard. Can anyone read that?
Anyone can read it, and anyone can post to it, actually, and it's a great place to ask the question if you have any questions and get feedback from other people as well as from the instructors. And there's actually an archive also. There's a lot of information on orgasm and relationship on that clipboard.
It has got a huge amount of information. They can even talk to you on there, can't they?
That's right.
That's right. They can ask any question they want.
Any question they want. I think that's great. And they can reach you by phone, or they could. What kind of courses do you teach?
Well, some of the courses that right now that we actually love so much is that we offer now some sensuality retreats, because we've had people that come from all over the world or from out of state and who want to come. And so we offer an environment of a three-day retreat, a 3 to 5 day retreat, where people can come and they don't have to worry about anything, and their lodging and accommodation is handled, and they can put all their focus on to where they want to go into the next place in their sensual life. And we have a very basic one, which is called the Sensuality Introductory Retreat. It's a lecture discussion and includes the demonstration of a woman in orgasm for an hour. And it really is for everyone. It's whether you're single or partnered, men and women. And it will enhance pleasure in all areas of life, regardless of proficiency and experience.
Well, I want to go. But until then, I'm just going to have to keep watching all your great DVDs. Well, anyway, our show is coming to a close. So before we go, I'd love to find out if you'd like to just give us one parting final thought to send us on our way here.
Well, I'd have to say that... We were talking about the men and the women, and I'd have to say that women want orgasm. They want a lot of it. And they're usually more than what they're willing to admit. And learning about deliberate orgasm is a great way to have better communication between partners. And a woman can learn to find out what she likes and then talk to him. Tell him what you like. Tell him your true desire. And from there, she can explore her sensuality, and then together, they can explore their sexuality together and have a lot of fun. It's a great format. It's a great gift. And a man can learn after time to give her a better orgasm than she can give herself, and it's a wonderful gift.
Yes, I cannot agree with that's right on. And also, you know, it's really a man's craft to learn how to do a woman, and they will go to places, you know, they just have never explored before, and how fun it is for them to go on that kind of a journey together. And a man can feel so successful with a woman learning how to give her an orgasm. And guys, they really want to know what women want. And so when two people are willing to communicate with each other on that level and find out what their desires are, it is a fun process, and it's a lifelong process. So
it really
have a great time and enjoy yourselves along the way.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much for having
thank
us on
Patty.
The show, Patty. We have so much enjoyed it.
Me too. I'm gumming my heart out with gratitude and turn on. Thank you so much. So that brings us to the end of our show. Thank you once again.